Super Mario Brothers.
Yes. Oh, the soundtrack of my childhood. Oh.
And no doubt, Art Lewis, as you're listening in your home studio, the soundtrack of your adulthood, right?
I preferred Pong.
Oh, see, it's still in my head. Isn't it? I got it. It's still in my memory bank.
See, Pat won't sing along to us, but he'll beat along to Mario, Super Mario Brothers. Trying to think of what the sound effects for Pong would have been.
It was ping. Yeah, boop. Boop.
Boop. Boop. Sorry, I don't have the sound effects for you this morning. Well, of course, the reason we play this, have you heard the story by now? That apparently an unopened copy of Nintendo's Super Mario Brothers from 1986.
Wow.
Unopened.
Wow.
Apparently forgotten about in a desk drawer. It was discovered and sold at an auction last Friday.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
$325,000.
You're too low.
Oh, really?
$660,000.
Wow.
That's somebody who never won the game before and was determined to
save the queen, yes.
Moms, save the queen.
Moms and dads, kids, head to back home to your attic, to your
find your old
some dresser drawer someplace that maybe you have had something purchased or that you never opened for whatever reason. $660,000. Apparently it says the video game was bought as a Christmas gift, but ended up being placed in a desk drawer. Yeah. Again, it remained sealed in this plastic. And its hang tab was intact. You know, the hung on the thing on the, at the store.
Oh, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. $660,000.
All you have to do is find a game console to play it.
Play it on,
I'm
going to
guess that's going to be kind of difficult. But
$2
million. Again, is it, we were just talking about this last week. We had something in the news because it spurred us to say, yeah, remember, you know, how it was. We don't know now, but if we would have known then, like for buying Barbie dolls, you bought one and kept it in the box and never touched it, and the other one you played with.
Right.
Well, in this case, same thing with video games. I don't know if there'll ever be this kind of case again into the future for games of today, but might consider buying one and never touching it and buying another to play with.
Yeah, you never know, I suppose.
Yes. Let's see. There's the 401ks. There's the stock market.
Yeah.
I'm investing in video games.
Yeah.
8:28 the time on WSW. That's very good that you knew.
I haven't heard that music in years, and it's just it's implanted.
It's locked in.
It's locked in forever.
I love it. Soundtrack of your childhood.